It's 66 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50 this morning, and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices today are called steady to firm in the western corn belt and mostly flat in the eastern half of the region. Terminals are called steady to higher with top prices from $39.50 to $42.50. Peoria called firm to a dollar higher today with a top price of $39.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, March 26, negotiated swine purchases were 17,674 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $50 to $60.99. The weighted average was $57.81, a gain of $1.04 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.42 to $49.20, and the weighted average was $46.99. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,980. The base price range was $52 to $61.50. The weighted average, $58.55, a gain of $1.53 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41 to $48.50, and the weighted average was $45.46.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You can receive the pre-opening commodity market report by podcast directly to your computer. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the Red Podcast link in the right navigation window. Follow the simple directions and you'll never miss a pre-opening market report again. And while there, you can also subscribe to the opening market report, the closing market report, and our flagship show, Commodity Week, AM 580 Agricultural Podcasts. It's your marketing advantage. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. And Ed, is the unseasonably warm temperatures going to be with us a few more days?
Well, I think we will have unseasonably warm temperatures, although after today, not as warm as what we've had in the last couple of days. We are going to start to turn a bit cooler. We're going to have more showers and thunderstorms in the area, more soil moisture. We had one cluster of storms form in the middle of Iroquois County earlier this morning. They've now moved off to the east, and locally heavy rains near or just south of Highway 24, east of Gilman, near and south of Watsika, over toward Sheldon, then into Kentland, Indiana, and on over toward Logansport and Monticello, Indiana, eastward. Some of those showers are now weakening, but there could be more over the next few days. So some fields that are very wet will continue to get wet. We will see the showers and thunderstorms most numerous probably tonight into tomorrow. And the heaviest rainfall over the next couple of days should be in the western and eastern portions of the Corn Belt. We will see just scattered showers and thunderstorms elsewhere. But right now we still have rather wet soils. The question mark is what will happen about a week from now. And part of the problem with the forecast is all the computer models have different solutions. There doesn't seem to be any agreement on what is coming up next other than colder air will come in next week. There's disagreement on how fast it will come in, but it does appear that we will have colder air moving in, and temperatures actually could go a bit below average for a couple of days next week. Probably the middle of next week, as we're looking at it, around the 4th of April or so. And that means temperatures at night will be in the 30s. We could have some below freezing temperatures here. But then more weather systems come on through. We'll be going into that up and down. The American model does show then around the 7th of April, and that would be a Saturday. That's getting into Easter weekend, much colder air coming in. And actually, the maps have snow on them. I wouldn't believe that just yet, but that's just to tell you we're not going to stay warm for the longest period of time. Now, if we get into a northwest flow, aloft. That would tend to be a drier flow, and that would help dry the fields out. But right now, it does look like we have fronts coming through every few days, so we're still going to have some chances of rain in through the first week of April, but it may not be as frequent as what we've had here over the past week. As far as the plain states go, they've been getting some showers and thunderstorms, and the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt is generally getting some moisture, in some cases too much in West Texas and Western Oklahoma, but in many areas the moisture is highly beneficial as the crops are starting to grow again after coming out of dormancy, and temperatures have been running warm there, and while a little bit of cooler air may sneak into that area the middle part of next week and then later next week, most of the cold air is going to pass by to the north and east of the hard red belt. So that means they are going to be staying warm and crops will be developing quickly. Now, as we go to the southern hemisphere, the concern still with Argentina, more rain. Some of that may push into far southern Brazil around Rio Grande do Sul. That will slow maturation and harvest progress. Farther north in Brazil, though, conditions remain good. In Australia, for the new wheat crop that will be going in, a few showers in southeastern Australia. Southwestern Australia is still very dry. Let's look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Thank you very much, Ed. In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 477 and a half, up a half. Last trade up a quarter. July 481 and a quarter, down three. Last trade down three and a half. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 458, unchanged. Last trade down one. July 471 up three quarters. Last trade unchanged. May corn opened at 391 and three quarters. That was up three quarters. Last trade down three quarters. July 403 and a half unchanged. Last trade down one and a half. September 401 up one and three quarters. Last trade down a half. December 401 down a quarter. Last trade down a quarter. March 2008 409 and a half down one and a quarter. Last trade down two and a quarter. May 416 down one. Last trade unchanged. July 419 and three quarters down one. Last trade down three quarters. May oats opened at 289 and a half unchanged. Last trade down three. July 291 and a quarter down three and a quarter. Last trade down three and a quarter. May soybeans opened at 758 down a half. Last trade unchanged. July 733 and a half down one and a quarter. Last trade down three quarters. August 778 and a quarter down two and three quarters. Last trade down two and three quarters. September 784 down three and a quarter. Last trade down two and a quarter. Novis 798 and a quarter down three. Last trade down a quarter. January 809 down a half. Last trade down one half. May soybean meal opened at 215.30 unchanged. Last trade up 30. May soybean oil opened at 31.63 down 4. Last trade down 6. Going ahead and taking a look at how the market is supposed to trade, we go to Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's go ahead and look at the overnights, Pete, and it looks like they traded within yesterday's range, but toward the bottom of the range. What do you make of it for today?
Well, they didn't do much last night. They were down a little and closed unchanged to down a little. They're talking basically unchanged to down one on beans today and up one to down one on corn. The technical people are saying we've broke some levels so that we might be, this is the start of some more down, but this report on Friday has got some people saying, we're going to grind sideways to maybe a little higher into it.
Well, it was interesting because yesterday's calls on the open were similar to the calls you gave us today. And,
correct.
And by the time the day was over, May had gone down 18 cents before recovering.
Right. We did recover. We were down 17 to 18 cents on both corn and beans, and we recovered 5 to 7 cents on them, and for some people that was a good sign saying we've bounced off of it. For others saying no, we're going to continue on down. So you get arguments from people that are in the technical side about that.
When you look at it, how do you view it? I mean, when the move yesterday filled the gap left over from the January USDA report.
Right, and a lot of times when you fill that gap, then you hit support and you go right back up, but There's other times when you, after you filled it, you go right on down, whichever direction that was, and that'd be further down. I still am fairly positive on prices, but I think we're going to be volatile. It wouldn't surprise me to see it up 10 or down 10 today, just on additional selling of funds, or if there's no selling, all of a sudden people realize, hey, maybe we better get in this. So I could see it going either way today.
Calls over at the Merck?
Over at the Merck, we've got hogs called unchanged to down 10 and cattle that called down 5 to 20.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.